Hello, world. How goes it? How you doing? I hope well. This is Zach, and you're listening to Explains on the Bitcoin Well podcast. Do you smell that? It sort of smells like the start of a bull market to me. And that is a strong smell if you think about it. Bitcoin is currently breaking through 80,000 US, and it's hard for me not to get excited as this feels like every start of every previous bull market I've ever seen. And with banks and governments all piling in this time, it looks like we're setting up for the biggest bull run Bitcoin has ever seen. Not financial advice, but just my gut feeling having been in the space for over 12 years. With that said, the best financial advice I can actually give is just keep stacking sats and keep learning. It's all about taking it one step at a time and not jumping into the deep end with your investments or the technological side. Today's episode is perfectly aligned with this goal. We're going to explore the differences in hot and cold Bitcoin wallets and how holding Bitcoin on an exchange is just trusting someone else's wallet with your money. We're also going to get into how hardware wallets can sign your Bitcoin transactions without ever touching the internet, and why that feature is so important for self-custody and long-term storage of your Bitcoin. So thank you for listening, and as always, please email me any thoughts or concerns to zachadair@bitcoinwell.com. That's z.addair@bitcoinwell.com, and enjoy the show. In a previous video, I gave you one absolute unbreakable rule. Your seed phrase is your Bitcoin. Never, under any circumstances, type it into a phone, a computer, or anything connected to the internet. But here's the problem. Bitcoin is a digital network. To send a transaction, you have to connect to the internet. So if the internet is a dark forest full of malware and hackers and your keys can never touch it, how do you actually use your Bitcoin? That contradiction trips up almost every Bitcoin beginner, and it's a fair thing to be confused about. Today, we're going to solve it. We'll break down the physical tools you use to interact with the Bitcoin network, explain the difference between hot wallets and cold storage, and I'm going to show you exactly how a hardware wallet pulls off what I can only describe as a magic trick. Sending money across the globe without your private keys ever touching the internet. Let's get into it. Before we talk about hot and cold, we need to deal with something more fundamental, the zero level of Bitcoin custody. If your Bitcoin is sitting on an exchange, whether that's Coinbase, Kraken, Binance, or anywhere else, you do not have a hot wallet. You do not have a cold wallet. You don't have a wallet at all. You have an account on a corporate database. The exchange holds the keys. The exchange controls the seed phrase. You have a username and a password and an IOU. If the exchange gets hacked, goes bankrupt, gets regulated out of existence, or simply decides to freeze your account, your Bitcoin is gone. You have no recourse. This is not a hypothetical. Mt. Gox, FTX, Celsius, the list is too long to go over here. True ownership, self-custody, begins the moment you withdraw your Bitcoin off the exchange and into a wallet where you control the keys, which is the default, by the way, for us at Bitcoin Well. But once you make that decision, you have two main options, hot or cold. A hot wallet is any Bitcoin wallet where your private keys are generated and stored on a device that's connected to the internet. Usually, that's a mobile app on your phone, something like Blue Wallet or Phoenix, or desktop software on your laptop like Sparrow or Electrum. You may have also heard of web wallets accessed through your browser. As a general rule, I'd avoid those entirely. They're the most exposed to attacks, and you're trusting a third-party server with your keys. Not ideal. Here's how a hot wallet works. You download the app. It generates your seed phrase on the screen and saves your private keys in the memory of your phone or computer. When you want to send Bitcoin, the app uses your internet connection to broadcast the signed transaction. Simple, fast, and free to set up. The upside is convenience. It's perfect for small amounts, buying coffee, sending a quick payment to a friend, moving a modest amount around. It works. The downside is the exposure. Because the device storing your keys is connected to the internet, it's vulnerable. Malware can access your phone's memory. A compromised device can expose your keys. Theft or loss of the device is a real risk. Think of a hot wallet, well, exactly like your physical wallet, in your back pocket. You keep some walking around money in it. It's convenient, it's fast, and if you get pickpocketed, you lose what's in it. You wouldn't walk around with your life savings in your back pocket, and you shouldn't keep your life savings in a hot wallet either. Now, to be fair, I've never lost money in a hot wallet or been hacked in this way, but the threat is very real and it does happen. For long-term savings, your real Bitcoin stack, you need a vault. In Bitcoin, that vault is called cold storage. A cold wallet, or more technically, a signing device, usually called a hardware wallet, is a physical device built specifically to store Bitcoin securely, or more technically, store the keys. They tend to look like a thick USB thumb drive or a small calculator. You've probably seen the brand names: ColdCard, Passport, Jade, BitKey. Each has its own design philosophy, but they all share the same core principle. Unlike your smartphone or laptop, a hardware wallet is deliberately limited. It won't be browsing the web or downloading apps. It has one job: generate your private key, keep them completely offline, and sign your Bitcoin transaction securely. When you set up a hardware wallet, the device generates your seed words on its own and usually displays them on its own tiny screen. Those words and the private keys they represent live inside a secure chip on the device. The device itself is protected by a PIN, or in advanced cases, a 25th word or multi-sig setup. So even if someone physically steals it, they can't get in without the code. They're called cold wallets because they never touch the heat of the internet, or literally because they just sit there turned off most of the time, not doing anything, completely cold. The trade-off is real. Hardware wallets cost money, usually somewhere between $100 and $200, and they require a bit more setup than downloading an app. But that friction is a feature, not a bug. But that friction is the whole point. The inconvenience is the security. A reasonable rule of thumb: if you're holding more than $1,000 worth of Bitcoin, it's time to buy a hardware wallet. The cost of the device is trivial compared to what it's protecting, especially as the value of what you're holding begins to rise quickly. You might buy $100 of Bitcoin and find you have $1,000 of Bitcoin nearly overnight. Okay, so here's the question I promised to answer. If the hardware wallet is completely offline, how does it send a transaction over the internet? Well, it's called air-gap signing. And at the risk of sounding like a super nerd, it's one of the coolest things you can do. Let me walk you through exactly what happens when you want to send Bitcoin. You open a Bitcoin app on your regular internet-connected laptop and tell it, "I want to send $10,000 of Bitcoin to this address." The app builds the transaction, but it can't authorize it because it doesn't have the private keys. So it creates what's called an unsigned transaction, instructions without a signature. You then connect your hardware wallet to the laptop, either through a USB cable, Bluetooth, or in some cases by scanning a QR code. Or to be completely air-gapped, some devices like the ColdCard allow you to save the transaction to a micro SD card and then plug that into your hardware wallet. Basically, the laptop hands the unsigned transaction to the hardware wallet. The hardware wallet pulls that transaction into its secure offline chip. Its tiny screen shows you the details. Send 1,000,000 Satoshi to this address, confirm, and you verify the address, enter your PIN, and press a physical button on the device. Inside the secure chip, your private key mathematically signs the device. Then it saves a new file on the SD card or on your computer, and hands that signed transaction back to the laptop. The computer broadcasts it to the network. Your private key never left the hardware wallet, and even if your laptop is completely infested with the worst malware ever written, it doesn't matter. The malware lives on your laptop. But seriously, get the malware off your laptop. What are you doing? Your keys live inside the hardware wallet secure chip, so the malware can't reach through the USB cable or the SD card and extract the key. It can only ever receive the signed transaction after the fact. By then, the job is done. The laptop is the messenger. The hardware wallet is the king inside the fortress. The messenger just delivers the letter, but he can't ever read what's inside. A hardware wallet, done right, makes you your own bank. But there are a few strict rules you need to follow. Buy directly from the manufacturer, not Amazon or eBay. Go to the official website and order there. Supply chain attacks are real. People have received tampered devices where a middleman preloaded malware or pre-generated the seed phrase before it reached the buyer. Don't give them the opportunity to mess with your money. When you power the device on for the first time, it must generate a brand new seed phrase on its own screen. If a device arrives with words already printed on a card inside the box, treat it as compromised and throw it away. Also, you know, get a refund. A legitimate hardware wallet never ships with a pre-generated seed. You must always make your own from scratch. And if you have the option, follow the steps for your device to increase the entropy or randomness of your seed phrase. Usually something like rolling a bunch of dice or adding random data to increase the randomness of your key. Write your seed words down by hand. Better yet, engrave them into a steel plate. Paper burns, but steel doesn't. This is your backup, and your backup needs to survive fire, flood, and time. Put the hardware wallet itself somewhere safe but accessible. And here's the thing, if you lose the physical device, you can buy a new one and restore from the words themselves. If you lose the words and the device fails, the Bitcoin are gone. The words are what matters. Something else to do regularly, especially if you're mainly just buying and holding Bitcoin and storing it, pull out your device from time to time and make sure you remember how to access it and how to send Bitcoin from it. You don't want to be in a panic situation 5 years from now and realize you've forgotten your password or can't remember how to use your hardware wallet under stress. It's good practice to do this at least once a year and maybe bring your family into the process so they can understand how it all works. So to sum up, exchanges are IOUs. They hold the keys, not you. Hot wallets are your pocket change, connected, fast, and convenient for small amounts, but not where your savings live. Cold storage hardware wallets are your vault, offline, secure, and designed so that even a fully compromised computer can't touch your Bitcoin. By using a hardware wallet, you can interact with a global digital network and keep your keys completely insulated from the dangers of the internet. That's not a small thing. That's genuinely one of the most powerful financial tools ever built. But understanding the theory is one thing. Actually putting it into practice is another. The first time you send a significant amount of Bitcoin from cold storage, your heart is probably going to be beating out of your chest. You'll be terrified of clicking the wrong button and losing it all into the void. Well, in the next video, we're rolling up our sleeves for a hardware wallet deep dive. I'm going to walk you through the hardware options, show you exactly how to set one up, and take you step by step through sending and receiving your very first transaction safely so you never make a rookie mistake. I'll see you there.